In the headlines, the Democratic Labour Party has named 15 out of 30 candidates to represent the party in the next general elections, but still no word on the controversial St. Philip North constituency. The head of the Men's Empowerment Network calls for education reform to address crime. Barbados Childhood Obesity Coalition is urging authorities to implement the National Vending Bill to safeguard students' health. Over 60 films from around the world to premiere at the upcoming Barbados Film Festival. And in the region, Trinidad and Tobago police have captured leader of the notorious Six Gang, Calvin Lee. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details coming up. The Democratic Labour Party has listed 15 candidates who will represent the party in the next general elections. Among those selected this morning at the Errol Walton Barrow Centre in George Street are former Minister of Tourism Richard Seeley, who will be again representing St. Philip St. Michael South Central, former Minister of Finance Dr. David Eswick again representing St. Philip West, with a notable switch of Senators Andre Worrell from St. John to St. Michael Central, while Ryan Walters again is representing St. Michael Northwest. The opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, says the party is back and ready for elections whenever called. Master of Ceremonies, Rosemary Alleen, announced the 15 candidates.
Amoy Gildenbourne, Christchurch East. Andrew Cave, Christchurch West. Senator Andre Worrell, St. Michael's Central. Senator Ryan Walters, St. Michael North West. Dr. Don Marie Armstrong, St. Michael North, Pedro Shepherd, St. Michael Southeast, Dr. Warwick Hines, St. Thomas, Richard Seeley, St. Michael South Central, Nathaniel Glois, St. Michael South, Randall Rouse, St. Joseph, Shaquani Hunt, St. Michael West, Dale Rowe, City of Bridgetown, Alvin Topping, St. Lucie, Neil Marshall, St. Philip South, and Dr. David Eswick, St. Philip West.
That's Rosemary Alleen. When questioned about the unannounced seats of St. Philip North, where King's Council Michael Lashley contested, and the Christchurch South, where Mr. Thorne contested, the opposition leader says there is a process, and the other seats will be announced once that process is completed.
I am a member of Parliament for the constituency of Christchurch South. I've told you that we have spent months forging this precious metal called 15 representatives for this party. And we are going to spend the next few weeks forging more of that precious metal to produce the other 15 finest pieces of steel. And the other 15 persons will be subjected to the councils of this party. But we in this Errol Barrows Democratic Labour Party will not engage in a course of public gossip.
That's opposition leader Ralph Thorne. President of a men's empowerment network and a social worker, Fabian Sargent, is calling on authorities to strengthen preventative measures to combat crime. Mr. Sargent cites research indicating that over 70% of inmates lack formal qualifications. He believes there's a clear link between literacy and crime, stressing the need for urgent reforms in the education system to meet the specific needs of young males.
So when we look at those men who are incarcerated, we find that a lot of them are unqualified. They don't have CXEs. They don't have skill sets. When we also look at our current school situation with boys, there's a high level of suspensions and expulsions. And I don't think that we're addressing the education system the way that we definitely should. Boys are falling through the cracks. There's a correlation between literacy and crime. We need to get going on what we consider as education reform, but it must be done in a contemporary way that addresses all the needs of our boys.
He also emphasizes the importance of greater investment in preventative programs tailored to young men.
We have a lot of boys that cannot read and write in this society. As much as we have, quote unquote, a free education system, what are we saying? How are we dealing with that? We have a number of boys who are unable to get into the polytechnic, who are unable to get into skills training. I get calls every single day from parents who say, my son is home. You don't got nothing for you to do. Why do we have so many young men who are home doing nothing? We need to address that in a real meaningful way. We need to take some money and invest a lot more in the preventative activities. Don't get me wrong, we have some excellent programs within the Ministry of Youth, within the National Peace Program across Barbados, but they are not enough. We need to scale up preventative programs. We need to scale up youth development, and we need to really hit it with a real, real serious effort.
President of the Men's Empowerment Network and social worker Fabian Sargent. Barbados Childhood Obesity Coalition is urging the government to enforce the National Vending Bill, citing concerns that vendors outside schools are undermining the school nutrition policy. The National Vending Bill was passed in Parliament in 2021, seeking to regulate the vending sector. Co-chair of the Collision, Professor Ann John, says vendors continue to sell unhealthy snacks outside schools, noting that it is unfair to canteen concessionaires who are adhering to the school's nutritional policy.
The still unproclaimed vending bill passed in 2021 is of concern, posing a challenge to the success of the school nutrition policy in that vending right outside of schools has an impact. And this can help with the regulating compliance with the policy. We're calling for government to make the bill a priority, especially as it relates to protecting the school environment. The current status is very unfair to the canteen concessionaires who have been trying to comply with the policy.
Co-chair of the Barbados Childhood Obesity Coalition, Professor Anne St. John, in the lunchtime edition. At least 60 films will be premiered during Barbados' longest-running film festival. Director of the Barbados Independent Film Festival, DeCarla Applewhite, says the festival, which begins on January the 29th, is celebrating its 9th edition with an impressive lineup of films to be shown over 5 days across 8 diverse venues. She adds that the festival's organizers received scores of entries this year from all over the world.
This year, as we received over 350 films, 10 from Barbados, 11 from Turkey, 1 from Estonia, 10 from Canada, 4 from Trinidad and Tobago, Nigeria, Suriname, Netherlands, Norway, Spain, France, the Russian Federation slipped in, the Islamic Republic of Iran, Palestine, Hong Kong, Sierra Leone, Kenya, Egypt, Bermuda, Curacao. You tend to get the sense of the international and the global feel of the festival.
Director of the Barbados Independent Film Festival, DeCarla Applewhite. In a major sting operation in Trinidad and Tobago, police have captured leader of the notorious Six Gang, Calvin Lee. It was revealed that Lee's capture was one of the main reasons for the Republic's state of emergency. We get more details from CNC3's Jesse Randio.
The National Security Minister ordered Lee's detention over the weekend under the State of Emergency Regulations. According to the legal notice gazetted today, Lee, also known as Tyson, was the person plotting violent reprisals using high-powered weapons and explosives. Following an attempted hit on his life and the murder of his associate, Trevor Williams, on December 28, 2024. 2 days after that murder outside the Bessor Street Station, a state of emergency was called with the government insisting it had intelligence of reprisals. Lee is described as a priority offender and is being detained at the Eastern Correctional Rehabilitation Center.
That report from CNC3, our top stories. The Democratic Labour Party has named 15 out of 30 candidates to represent the party in the next general elections, but still no word on the controversial St. Philip North constituency. The head of the Men's Empowerment Network calls for education reform to address crime. The Barbados Childhood Obesity Coalition is urging authorities to implement the National Vending Bill to safeguard students' health. Over 60 films from around the world to premiere at the upcoming Barbados Film Festival. And in Trinidad and Tobago, police have captured leader of the notorious Six Gang, Calvin Lee. That has been the lunchtime edition of The Latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.